art historian Anna Farava has for over 60 years worked tirelessly to catalogue and promote the great Czech photographers as we know them today. She was responsible for building up the Museum of Decorative Art's first photography collection before being dismissed for signing Charter 77. She catalogued the complete works of František Drtikol, inherited the estate of photographer Josef Sudek, and worked closely with an exiled Josef Koudelka throughout her career. The art historian also struck up friendships with Arthur Miller and Henri Cartier-Bresson. Anna Farava was born in Paris in 1928, the daughter of a Czech diplomat and French academic. Despite moving to Prague in her early years, she's kept a link with France throughout her adult life.
I used this language my whole life. When I could not write in Czech and publish here, so I have been writing in French directly, naturally. It was easy for me, sometimes easier than the Czech language. And I hope to put together the French culture with the Czech culture and to make like a bridge between Paris and Prague. I started my life in photography with Henri Cartier-Bresson. This was a man, a photographer, who was for me, he was some very important person, and just because I was an art historian, it was good to start with Cartier-Bresson, not with Drtikol. Drtikol is too approach to the approach of the painters. And Cartier-Bresson gave me another direction, another way of reflecting what it means, photographic seeing and working.
And what was Cartier-Bresson's temperament like?
He is also a man who studied painting and who was a good and good painter and graphic and with a big culture, and also a person with a deep education. And so he wished not to be a journalist, but somebody who is reflecting the situation. Cartier-Bresson never shows any dramatic events. Yeah, it's only the evaluation of the situation in the graphic terms. It means that this sensitive moment when all the lines and the volumes and the gray and white and black of the photo is so well together in this instant that you can take the photo and it seems so completely composed to the ideal moment of the situation, I would say.
But back to you and going chronologically. So you, after a childhood in France, came here to Prague, and in your younger years spent some time at the meetings of the Prague Surrealists, obviously very influenced by the French and what was going on in France.
I couldn't travel, yeah, after the war, so I was here and only with my friends, painters and artists and writers, to speak about and to refer about this thing, what happened in the other half of the world. We have been in this behind this curtain, and when somebody could go out, so he brought a lot of new thing, and you see, it's in the atmosphere. You cannot avoid it totally, even if you have not such concrete material in your hands.
But with Czech photography, let's say, was it really a case of Czechs taking inspiration from the rest of the world? Because it seems that at that time, Czech photography was really maybe world-leading, or there were some very interesting things going on here.
I think now there is a book published in Germany, and its name is Czech Vision. I don't know if there is a French vision, a German vision. So the Czech vision was always very strong. And it exists from the 30s, from the 20s and 30s. And the expression of these personalities people so considerable, you cannot avoid it. Naturally, they have information from Bauhaus, but also from the avant-garde, Rodchenko and Lisitsky and so on. And all these currents, because we have been in the center of these old ways, formed a new aspect to old way of expression. You can see it even in architecture, even in sculpture, in Baroque architecture. They come from everywhere, German and Austrian and Italian artists, but they changed a little their mind by the genius Lotzi of Prague.
You maybe weren't able to travel so freely, but you maintained your links with foreign photographers, and you had a very successful exhibition, if I'm not mistaken, in Plassey, which had a lot of contributions from people like Cartier-Bresson and so on. Can you tell me a bit about that?
We did this Plassey exhibition, and we have disposition the whole convent was huge, but even in a bad state here, and we renovated it and repainted it. And what you mentioned, it's true. My friends, this Henri Cartier-Bresson and Marc Ribou and French critics came, and English critics came to Sue Davis and so on, came to look at this exhibition. It was even in Le Monde that it's easy to go to this exhibition. You take the airplane, you go to Prague, then you take the bus and you go to Plassey. And so they went to see it, and it was such a success, but internationally it was very good, yeah, I can say. It was astonishing. It was the 26th September 1981, the exhibition was opened, and in the Metternich refectory it was changed in two level rooms, and in the up rooms we did this big selection of some pictures speaking about our realistic humor from Schweig and Hašek, and magic, mysterious looking at the reality from Kafka.
With all of the people you've met and dedicating all of your life to photography like this, did you never want to be a photographer yourself?
No, never. I am not gifted. I am not creative. Yeah, I am an interpreter, and I know what I can do well. And I feel I can discover the talent people, and I can help them to express themselves. I think it's in sports where you have the trainer, coach, and I can help to express themselves. I can write. I like to write, to make in words what I see, to put it or to express myself through the others. Yeah, this is... I'm not really a creative person.
And indeed, that's all we have time for today on Radio Prague. Do join us again soon. But from me, Rob Cameron, goodbye.